welcome to another episode, I suppose, to the podcast. I'm recording this from the truck. I decided that I'm gonna start recording those midweek podcasts, possibly from the truck, because I have no time these days to sit down like a regular person. I have the equipment at home and to record like a professional sort of sounding podcast. And it's not like I'm doing amazing things. I'm doing a lot of truck driving, and I think I'm gonna call those the truckers blog, the ones in the middle of the week, the ones that I record from the truck. They'll be about trucking, possibly. I mean, they might be about something else. You know, the original podcast idea that I had when I started doing this was to share my experience about what it is to be a comedian in the, you know, beginning stages of his career, but it ended up being me just rambling about things that pissed me off. So, and I would be glad to share any experience that I have when I have it, because I'm not a professional comic. I just get gigs when I get them, and you know, most of them are not paid gigs. So who cares, you know? This is what you gotta go through. And combine that with being a truck driver full time, it's a shit show. It essentially is you trying to do two things that require a lot of concentration in your entire focus, and so you ended up not doing them well. And when it comes to truck driving, you really need to be careful about how you do your job. I mentioned several times, maybe over a couple of episodes now, how I got in trouble at work. And certainly I got in trouble not because I was doing my job badly, but because I could have avoided that, you know, just by be more present in a way. So I'm going to try to do that. And so I know my comedy thing will suffer. My podcasting will. I find myself in a desperate need for money. And of course, comedy is not doing that for me. So I gotta really step up my game and work more in the truck. So I'm gonna be doing that over the next few months. It's a weird, it's a weird thing. Being a truck driver, it's the career of choice for many immigrants. And that's because it's one of the few professions, one of the few jobs where you start to make money right away. It's not like most jobs. You start with a salary, and then if you do good in a year's time, they give you $2 per hour more. And eventually you go and become a manager and blah, 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 blah. When it comes to truck driving, you start driving and they start paying you. And the more you work, the more money you make. And so if you're willing to sacrifice your body and mind, you can make a decent living. You're not going to get rich by any stretch of the imagination. This is not hard work. Doesn't make you rich. This is the like a saying that probably most cultures have. We have that in Bulgaria. Yeah, you don't get rich by working hard. This is not the way to do it. So no matter how many hours you work, and you know, truck driving is not gonna make you rich at all. It's just, you can pay your bills. But if you don't work many hours, like I decided not to, because I wanted to do more comedy and audition for acting gigs and all that stuff. So now, my income started to, you know, shrink. So I had, and I find myself owing a lot of credit card money, Because I got depressed, so I started buying shit on eBay. And I'm thinking, I'm making good money, I'll pay it off. And I just stopped paying attention to what I spent. And now I look and I go, oh, you owe a lot of money, you fuck. So now I gotta stop spending on bullshit and step up my game and work a little bit harder over the next few months. Because the winter time is usually where the shit goes down. There's no work. And trucking is a shit show, as I said. It's ungrateful work. And you bust your balls. And if anything goes wrong, it's on you. And if anyone who works with you makes a mistake, it's on you to fix it. This is how it works. You know, you work for a company, there's a bunch of douchebags working in an office. They're the people setting you up with the work, with the loads that you gotta deliver or pick up. You have some guy or a girl who talks to you, they dispatch you, they tell you what the work is. Above them, there's douchebags who actually give the work. And also, there's managers, there's safety managers. There are all kinds of assholes who work in that big office. And there's the drivers. Here's the thing. Those people who work in the office, they're not better at their job than you are. But have the power to change what things you do today, how much money. They are kind of in charge of how much money you might make today. And here's the thing, they don't give a fuck about you, they don't care about what your ambitions are and what your plans are for the day, that you want to take a... And they make mistakes, they're not... Oftentimes they're not good at their job. And they make mistakes, they send you to a wrong place, maybe they give you a wrong information for the load, and you go to the place and they have no idea what you want from them, and they give you attitude, you start arguing, you build up that anger inside, and you gotta call your dispatcher. They have no idea what your problem is because the system is set up and it says that all the information is correct but it isn't, and you gotta just negotiate on both ends. And you end up being just an angry, spiteful motherfucker after a while, and that's who I am. And people are like, why are you so negative all the time? Well, because I'm surrounded by assholes who are supposed to help me, and they're not doing their job. And so now I have to work long hours and not able to pursue my dream of becoming an actor and a comedian. Because I had to work more hours because someone made a mistake and wasted my time. So instead of, completing my work for 10 hours, now I gotta work 12 hours because of the time I wasted. Because you gave me the wrong information, so I spent half an hour negotiating with the company. This is what the truck drivers do. This is if you never work trucking, but you see truck drivers, you see the trucks on the highway, and you're thinking, what does this guy, think about every day, all day? He's probably thinking about running someone over. Yeah, there's a lot of anger and despair and just regret. I mean, some drivers are chill. I guess if you come to terms with your destiny, you go, okay, this is who I am. This is what I do. I guess you create a plan for your day and you're not as angry because you kind of accept it that you're gonna spend most of your time in a metal box and you're just gonna move through space with just 65 miles an hour and you have the capability to commit mass murder if you sneeze or something. Yeah, that's always in the back of your head. If I just sneeze and close my eyes for 2 seconds, I might run over like a bus full of a Mormon family of 15 or something. You don't want to do it. It might happen. You don't know. Shit might happen. Your truck might explode. You might blow up a tire and it just go into a ditch. You might hit black eyes during the winter time. You have no idea what's going to happen every single day. But some people, they just accepted it. This is what I do. And they're not as angry. So not all truckers are like me, but I am I have other ambitions. I never wanted to do that for a living. This is not what I thought. I'm going to be doing that for a couple of years. I'm going to make some cash. And then I'm going to go to school and finish. Because I didn't graduate. I went to college in Bulgaria. I wanted to be a computer programmer or whatever the word is. So I went to, I studied computer science for 3 years, and then I came to America and I had to drop out. And I thought, well, okay, I can always come back and graduate. It will be even better. I can transfer whatever credits I can to America, and I'm going to graduate from an American university. That would be better for my resume, right? So that was the plan. I work hard on the trucks, then go to school. Yeah, it doesn't happen like that. Sometimes your plans, yeah. And when you have those plans, you have those ambitions, then you get angry when shit's not going according to plan. You didn't give up on your dreams like some other old ass truck of 45 year, like truck driving experience. Yeah, those people don't get angry anymore. These are the people who you're trying to buy a pack of cigarettes at a truck stop, and they come to you and start explaining to you about, about the traffic on 9094. Who gives a fuck? They're just happy to talk to a human being, and you just try to go with your day. Yeah. Those guys, they don't have no ambitions. They just gave out, gave up, gave in, whatever the word is. But if you're just still young, on the verge of youth, like me, I'm 31, I still have dreams, so I accepted this truck driving is my job, I want to do it, and afterwards I want to do the things that I really actually want to do. Then you become angry, because shit always goes wrong in trucking. It's not always your fault. Even if you do the best that you can do, other people's mistakes are immediately have repercussions for you. And you create that picture in your head that there's no real justice in life. How should I pay for other people's mistakes? Well, yeah, that's how it is. And that's how you just grow bitter and bitter and angry motherfucker, and then you go and tell dick jokes, and you, yeah. And I don't know. It's good to have dreams and to be an ambitious person. That would eventually, hopefully, lead you to a better life. But in the process of getting there is a shit show, you know? And I'm recording this from my truck because there's a stupid rule where you gotta fucking take a break every 8 hours, and it's mandatory. Isn't that some shit? I'm allowed to bust my ass for 14 hours a day. That's the legal limit. But now you want to make it safe for me, so you're going to force me to take a half an hour break after 8 hours. Yeah, thank you very much. So it's okay to work 14 hours a day, but try to be a little safe, you know? Who works 14 hours a day? Do you know any other profession that allows? There's no 14-hour McDonald's shifts. And what's the worst you can do? Forget to put cheese on a double cheeseburger? So it's now a double cheeseburger with one slice of cheese, and now there's a guy complaining to the manager that you screw up his day because you didn't put that extra slice of cheese on the double cheeseburger. That's the worst that can happen. The worst that can happen to me is I can murder many people if I just fall asleep. So they already know the premise, but they allow you to have a 14-hour shift. And they go, hey, maybe that's not exactly safe. Oh yeah, you think? Maybe let's make them take a half an hour break after 8 hours of work. Well, yeah, that would change everything. Oh no. No, let me take a power nap. Let me put my head down on the steering wheel and just doze off for a couple of minutes. Yeah, that would make a difference. It's all bullshit, folks. George Carlin said it. It's all bullshit and it's bad for you. Sorry to be negative. I'm at work. That's who I am when I work. I'm kind of negative ass. I'm not sure. I'm still recording with that portable recorder that I was testing last week. I'm hoping the quality is good. If it isn't, I'll try to the best of my abilities to edit the noise out and to make it kind of pleasant enough to listen to. This is for now, and I'm going to be talking to you again later in the week.